habe ich ein bisschen zu früh drüber gequatscht. Ein Spitzensong haben wir gerade gehört von der jungen Frau, die am Abend spielen wird in der Kantine am Bergheim. Bereits jetzt ist sie bei mir im Studio, Marie-Hélène Delorme. Sie hat sich übrigens dazu entschlossen, kein Album rauszubringen in diesem Jahr, sondern eine Trilogie aus 3 EPs. Und genau über diese Entscheidung werden wir sprechen müssen. Wir reden über Field Recordings, wir reden über die Philosophie hinter ihren Tracks, wir reden auch ein bisschen über das Meditieren, die Meditation, denn die ist quasi titelgebend auf ihrer EP-Reihe, die just veröffentlicht wird. Meditations Number 1 ist bereits erschienen, Meditations Number 2 kommt jetzt gleich um die Ecke und eine dritte EP ist auch schon fertig. Wir werden all das noch ein bisschen genauer aufklären, denn sie ist bei mir im Studio. Marie-Hélène, bonjour, bienvenue.
Merci, bonjour.
I hope you don't mind if we continue the interview in English.
It's because all good.
My French is like super superficial. So how are you doing today?
I'm great, cool. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Where are you coming from?
Montreal, Canada.
No, I mean tonight. I know that, but I mean today. Where are you coming from today?
Oh, right, I was at the apartment I'm staying at in Kreuzberg.
Nice. Yeah. So you had a day off yesterday.
Yeah.
You've been wandering around.
Exactly. Walking around, enjoying Berlin.
You nice have a weather. Lot of friends here.
Yeah, a few.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's such a nice city. I love it.
Nice. So thank you for visiting us as well.
Thank you.
As part of this beautiful city. And congratulations on Meditations. It's a great idea, a great concept, and there's great music. I mean, on the first EP, I've listened to the first EP and the first single of the upcoming one. It's great, interesting music on there. It seems like a little bit more minimalistic than the stuff on your debut LP. We can talk about that a little bit as well. But now I want to know, how did you come up with the idea to move to Oaxaca? Is that the way you pronounce it?
Oaxaca.
Yeah.
I didn't move there though. I just went to spend some time to write.
Yeah.
There. Yeah.
But how did you come up with the idea to go to that specific place? I mean, there's remote areas in Canada. You could have come to Berlin like so many people do nowadays. Yeah.
No, I have actually spent a bit of time in Mexico in the last couple of years, and I have some friends there in Guadalajara, other places, and I was looking. I needed kind of a shift of environment to write the new album, Focus Alone. When I write new music, I spend a lot of solitary time to get to really hear what's in my head, you know? So I asked a few people and they were like, Mexican friends, they were like, you need to go to Oaxaca. And I looked at the places, I found a really nice place to stay there. And it was like, it's just a special spirit in that place. Like it's very close to the earth and stuff, and a lot of indigenous people also like in the city and stuff, and just the colors and the food and the smells, and I get all inspired. As artists, we always get inspired by everything
That's
around
true.
us. So and I felt like this album, this new music that I had in me was very warm and had a lot of like light to it, and I felt like I needed to be surrounded by that. Because Canadian winters can be a bit rough.
I can imagine that. So
it was super fun, and I met some friends that are doing music too over there. So it was really inspiring for me. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of the inception. I didn't do the whole album there, but that's where I started like writing all the lyrics and all the songs and stuff. So I guess the spirit of the album.
I can really imagine it must be super inspiring, because I mean, even if you go to another studio or another rehearsal place, it's always like, wow, they have this little instrument here. Maybe I can try that out.
Yeah.
But if you move to another place where the light's different,
exactly.
where the people talk in a different language and the philosophy that surrounds the place is a totally different one from the Western cultures, right?
Yeah, and the rhythm of it. And, sometimes I feel like our world goes so fast, and we're always, as in our work, like emails and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I can't write in that environment. So, I didn't look at my emails for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, nice.
3 weeks. And I was like in a zone, and it was the best thing. It was magical for me what came out of it.
I think when one's trying to make music or trying to come up with something new, it's really important to go into solitary and to not listen to other artists,
exactly,
right? Are you able to listen to other music when you do that?
I don't listen to music when I write at all.
Yeah.
I have so much music in my head, so I need to isolate. That's the thing. It's like sometimes I talk to a visual artist and they're inspired by music a lot because they listen to music while they work.
Mm-hmm.
But as musicians, we don't get that.
Yeah.
So you need to be inspired by light and colors around yes. you and stuff, because if you can't just be in a, oh yeah, I have a cool studio, the all isolated, yes, yeah. but like it looks like shit, you know. So it makes you like, where do you go get your yeah. you know, your
well,
your
the worst studios are the studios that look like dentist's office,
yeah,
though.
Exactly.
You know, where it's all white and clean.
Yeah.
They're worse than the dirty ones.
Exactly.
I really think so.
Yeah, exactly.
So congratulations on the idea of going for three EPs. Is mm-hmm. that something that fits the time more, or is it part of the concept? Because I've read that the first Meditations EP is about inside and outside and about mm-hmm. opposites. Really?
Yeah.
Was that the? Is there another concept for EP 2 and 3? Was that the reason for you to split it up into three pieces, or was it like a political decision? I don't
no.
know.
Well, it was two things really. There was a natural kind of emotional arc in when you know, I just wrote songs like naturally, and at one point I realized there was like an arc to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, the first. So when I was thinking of how to present it to people, also I found the music a bit more dance, not like dance music, mm-hmm. but dance.
Dance music. No, that will be a good title for the next
exactly.
LP, though.
And I find like I wanted to, you know, a bit like a meal. I wanted to present it in small portions uh-huh. instead of a big plate. Well, it's stupid. So, and there was a natural emotional arc. Like I found, you know, the first. Every song is saying something, and like the first EP is really about like I'm kind of calling, I'm like talking to a spirit and stuff, mm-hmm. and calling for it to let the world in, you mm-hmm. know, and getting rid of certain resistance or struggles, personal struggles, and then it goes into, you know, the first Meditations one that has more light to it. It's like an opening
okay.
of a window.
Yeah.
And then getting into Meditations 2, that's coming out soon. There's already a song out. It's a bit, it goes a bit, it's like a journey, like when the world actually comes in. So it's a bit more mm-hmm. chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I'll talk about the third later.
Okay. But, yeah. but it seems yeah. as if that was a bit like the story that you've experienced with your debut album, kind of. Because
yeah.
I've read about the fact
yeah.
that you wrote a lot about anxieties and
yeah.
fears.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you toured, you wrote the album, you recorded the album, you toured the album.
Yeah.
And you came home and you were like, wow, I feel better.
Yeah.
And I mean, people always talk about the therapeutical effect of music
mm.
or of writing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But how surprised have you been when you were like, wow, that really seems to work for me?
Yeah. Well,
to use the art as a therapy thing.
Absolutely. But also, what was interesting is that time around, the work I did when I was in Oaxaca, I was like, I changed my way of writing. Instead of trying to write music, mm-hmm. I just did nothing. I was like, isolated myself and just let go of any desire to make something. And the minute I do that, it's like music comes
all
so
right.
fast, because it's in me anyways.
Yeah.
So it was an experiment a bit. I was like, what if I stop pushing or wanting to? So that's why also for me, those songs are meditations, because it's the state I was in when I wrote them
yeah.
too. It's kind of a, what I ask myself, what's there when I'm not trying to
mm-hmm.
do anything,
mm-hmm.
which is the basic of meditation
yeah.
in life. And then as a person who has a lot of music in me, it was just like, oh, all these songs are passing through me. I just need to write them down.
Yeah.
So it was a process that was much easier than the first album, because it was just, it felt very natural.
And you're a wiser person. I mean, really.
Yeah.
That's happened.
Yeah.
It happened.
I hope. I like to think so.
Now all these things that we talk about right now and that you've talked about in other interviews where you said that it's sometimes not necessary to fight things and to try to keep them outside, because they're there anyway.
Yeah.
And if you just let them in, they'll be fought like with more, they'll be fought in another way, and the effects will be much better.
Absolutely.
As if you were like, no, I don't want to let those topics in. I mean, there's so many things like death and sickness and stuff that as soon as some things are around you and your family happen, you have to decide either you fight the whole thing or you let it in and deal with it.
Exactly.
And I think the latter is the better idea.
Yeah, and be present with what is it. And that's a lot of what I'm talking about in that record, is kind of just welcoming whatever is there. And it's not always fun. Or easy, and that's what I tried to put in the music too, that there's tension in some songs and stuff, and the tension is part of it, and And it's very, I called it meditations because it's an observation between the inner space and the outer world and different perspectives within that.
And I really love the concept because we could talk about that now for hours.
Yeah.
And that's the sign for a pretty interesting artwork, I would say. You know, there's a work of art out there that one can talk about for hours, and it can't be bad art.
Thank you.
Foxtrot hier nochmal mit Battle With You. This is the first song of the second Meditations EP, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Foxtrot nochmal auf Flux FM und das Stückchen Better With You von der zweiten Meditations EP schon heute abgespielt, obwohl die zweite Meditations EP hierzulande erst am 10.8. erscheinen wird. So Meditations 1 was put out in the beginning of June. Now the middle of August is going to be, so EP 3 will be out in September, October kind
of? Yeah, the full thing, the full record is, I think it's out October 5th.
Okay, cool. Sounds like a plan. Sure. Really sounds like a plan. There's field recordings on the record. You talk about the fact that there's like animals that you've recorded and police sirens are on the record.
Yeah.
How important was that for you to try to get the inspiring surrounding that you've experienced onto the record to the listener?
It was pretty crazy because I tried to capture, you know, coming from an inner space, I tried to capture sounds that were around me while I was working and writing. So, you know, if I'm working somewhere with speakers and I'm listening to my song, I'm working my production, I would hear sounds coming through the window or whatever, and then I would stop. Sometimes it happened 90% of the time that it fit perfectly in the song. It's like coincidences. So I would stop and just record them with a recorder, and because I wanted to have a sense of like contrast between a very like isolated inner space and just the world, and you know, in the first song of the first EP, Intuition, for example, there's like birds that come in like at the middle of a song, so it gives a feeling of, it has, you know, it works with what I say. It gives the feeling of like, it's like you're opening a window like in the summer and you're like, whoa, there's a wind that comes in your face and stuff like that. It's sensations, you know, and in a song like Better With You, like that, there's a lot of there's police sirens and street sounds, but I make them kind of pump with the beat, so it's like almost like flashes of the world through the window, but you're still inside, you know?
Yeah, I think as a listener, one can sense these things, you know? Yeah. You're not like, oh, there was a police siren there.
No.
But you feel something. Yeah. There's a special energy. And I really love the fact that field recordings always make things unique because there's no data library with the Oaxaca police siren on there. You know what I'm saying? It's your own stuff now.
Yeah, it's to capture a moment and a state, and also, I didn't want to make it obvious. It becomes part of the instruments. So it's subtle, but it has an effect. You can feel a tension or you can feel certain feelings.
Yeah, and I like the fact that you are working with the distance of a microphones as well to get that feeling of distance or feeling of being close. You know, there's so many simple tricks that one can use as a producer.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you use them wisely and consciously, it's getting it's a whole nother animal, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
you
can use the mic up close or get a bit further away with no reason, but if you have the reason to, you know, there's intimacy and distance. Mm-hmm. I really love that about your record.
Thank you.
And now we're speaking about production. I've read an interview where you said that the whole production game is still a bit too duty. can one say so? There's too many, maybe even white men producing music these days, and not enough women. And I think there are more and more women who are, you know, being part of the game right now and who really produce stuff for themselves and for others maybe as well. Do you see yourself producing other artists in the future, or are you already doing it?
Yeah, I've been doing it and stuff, and I've co-produced a full album of a band from Montreal called The Random Recipe.
Okay.
And I've been doing one-off tracks with people, and I'm getting to that more and more. Also under another name called La Panga.
Okay.
Which keep check it out. But that's more like beat oriented. It's like the party side of me.
It's not like the Berlin people wouldn't love a little party here and there.
So definitely. I mean, it's changing. changing. I think I have high hopes also because kids now, they were born with, you know, laptops and stuff.
True.
So, and YouTube tutorials, which didn't really exist before. So it was harder to get in that game. And now you don't really need to be in a, you know, get into a studio and be friends with all the producers. Yeah. You can just, if you're nerdy enough, you can just learn on your own as of the age of 7 years old or even before. And I'm sure we'll see people getting at crazy levels, like really young now. And it's already, we already see it. Because before internet, we need to, you know, be with.
Sure.
We need to find our way into crew and gangs. And that's tough when it's all, you know, dudes and stuff.
Yeah, to cook a lot of tea in a strange studio with strange people in there until somebody finally, come on, I'll show you a little bit of logic, but only for half an hour.
Exactly.
And then you make tea again.
Yeah, there's a whole power dynamic and stuff.
Totally.
And I think now, thanks to the internet, it's less like that. And I think it's all about the quality of what you're doing. And I think people will get better and better.
Totally.
Like women will get better and better. And I'm not saying they're not good. They're excellent. But I think in certain styles, there's more of them too.
Yeah.
I feel like in techno and stuff like that, there's always been more women. Like hip hop, very, very few.
Yeah. There's one
pop
really
world,
good
very
beat
few.
Producer, female beat producer in Berlin though.
Oh yeah.
She's
awesome.
Like,
what's
all
her name?
The male beats.
Okay, sick.
All the big hip hop guys, they're really hungry for her stuff.
We have a Wonder Girl in Canada, which was really awesome too. But you know, there's not a lot.
No, and if you're with a rock band and you're looking for a producer to produce the record,
they won't
look for girls or women. I think
there are, but they're very few. Exactly, in that traditional sense of record producer, there's very few.
Yeah.
And it's also even in like top 40 world and stuff, there's very few of them. But I think, you know, everybody's talking about it now. There's people are setting up camps. I think there will be more mentoring amongst women too. So I have hopes.
Yeah, me too. And I want you to keep us updated on your stuff, obviously on your own stuff. But I also want you to send us a copy of that record you co-produced, because I'm really,
all the
stuff
absolutely.
That we've talked about right now, I'm really interested in listening to stuff that you've produced.
And
I really would love if you send stuff to us as soon as it's ready.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show and for your next moves.
Thank you so much.
And I hope we'll meet again sometime. You know where we are right now. As soon as you visit Berlin, the next time you just visit us.
Awesome.
One more time, that would be cool. Marie-Hélène, merci beaucoup once again.
Merci à vous.
And we'll meet again. I have a good feeling. Bye-bye.
Bye.